We talk a lot about White Hat, around how university is broken, because actually as a one-size-fits-all model, it's a really destructive thing for society, and it's quite a destructive thing for the people who are paying ever-increasing amounts of money to go and pursue that path. Because without a sustained challenge to university as a model, a few things have happened. The first is that people have fetishized academic learning, so they assume that the best kind of learning is that that happens on a university campus. Actually, as we're seeing in the changes that are currently affecting the world of work, particularly around automation and digitization, but lots of other changes, that's clearly not true. Actually, problem solving is important. Applied learning is really essential. But university doesn't give you any of that, for the most part. And the other thing that was clear was that university was failing on pretty much every diversity metric. And there was a story a couple of days ago in the papers about, I think it was Cambridge, applauding the fact they'd had 20 extra black applicants out of over 10,000 students. And you think, well, there's something wrong there. And if you look at corporate graduate schemes, 60% of people on corporate graduate schemes were educated at private school. That's versus just 7 or 8% of the country. Clearly the system isn't broadening access.